I don't want to mock that either, but I, you know, but in a sense, or to cast it, you know, because you never know what spot you're going to be in. Not to say you'd be forced to eat your own young. I don't, God forbid, I don't think God would require that of me. I go out and eat the grass, eat the dog, whatever, if I really got to survive. Or maybe God will make it so I don't need food. But I'm not going to live in fear of what's coming on. Men's hearts will fail them for fear of the things that are coming on the earth. Not me. Okay? I don't know how I got into that. I guess because of the thought of all the things that people, you know, they worry about all these things for the end. Well, because I say, you know what? The greatest end time danger is this. That I would be the servant of sin. And then faced at this horrible end time. And I'm still fighting the fight against sin. Now instead of worrying about something, just God, food? And here's the thing. If I trust God, if God can turn a wretched, ungodly person like me into a righteous man, to provide a little food is nothing. It's nothing for him. He owns the cattle on 1,000 hills. When it looks bleakest, he will provide. I tell you. These things are not the thing. You know what I would fear is being caught in that time. Let's say the days of trouble come along. And lo and behold, I am subject to, I need to find some pornography. Or I need to get a drink. Or I'm looking at my neighbor with evil eyes. Or I don't have any faith in God, you know, because I haven't exercised faith. See, if you don't exercise faith under righteousness, which is where faith ultimately leads you to righteousness, there's no escaping that. If you really have faith, it will lead you to righteousness. And grace will reign through righteousness unto eternal life. That fact. No argument. You cannot. Well, you can argue, but you'd just be a fool. Okay? If thought is all present and abound, if God can do that to me, he can do anything. Okay, back to the chapter. Chapter 6, verse 17. But God be thanked that you were the servants of sin, but ye have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered you. See, what form of doctrine was delivered you? Have you been delivered a form of doctrine that would cause you, so that being a servant of sin was something in your past, and that, as he says in verse 18, that you would being then made free from sin and become the servant of righteousness, did you receive any sort of doctrine that leads you to that? Or did you receive some other doctrine? Some other doctrine that does not lead to righteousness, that does not cause grace to reign unto righteousness. Did you receive some other doctrine? I know at one point in my life, I sure did. I know if I turned on the radio and I don't have, we have a TV, but I don't have we don't get many reception where I'm at. Well, like Channel 5 or something like that, or NBC or ACB, I don't know which, I think it's NBC. We got NBC or something, there are not a lot of preachers on there. Well, they're preachers, but they don't preach, not gospel preachers, but the people who are preaching the gospel that you received, I know, or that maybe you've been hearing or that I've ever heard on they don't preach this message. This isn't the message they're delivering. They're not delivering a message that's going to make you free from sin. Free from, like when you get something that's sugar-free. You know what free means? Free indeed. If the Son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. Like if something is sugar-free. If you bought something sugar-free and you looked in the back and it said, well, 1 gram of sugar, actually. It's only theoretically sugar-free because you can't quite make it sugar-free. Liars. That's a lie. That would be considered false advertising. Well, put the same standard to your Christian teachers. Well, we'll make you free from sin. You'll only commit 1% sins. 1% sin. It's the principle of leaven. The principle of leaven is this. There's no such thing as half-leavened bread. Either bread is leavened or unleavened. Either you are sinful or you are not sinful. Either, you know, you don't have, some things can be half done. Right? But some things cannot. I'm trying to think of something that can be half done. I mean, you can half baked, but it's never very good, right? All the other things like half done, it's always like, oh, half baked, you know? I mean, you could divide something into two and then like add leaven to one, but that one is wholly leavened. If you add a little leaven or a lot, the whole thing is leavened. And you could sprinkle it on top and get all technical with me. But I mean, in general, the principle of leaven that is taught in the scriptures, the idea is that you add leaven to the dough, you knead it in, and the whole thing is leavened. Even though there's only 1% leaven, it's really the whole thing is leavened. You know? And that's the principle. Same thing with false doctrine and sin. A little leaven leavens the whole thing. A little sin makes you a sinner. And other things that got you don't see, that's the thing, is like with evil and corruption, it's always just a little. With righteousness, it's got to be the whole thing. It's got to be pure, holy, godly. If it doesn't, then God himself is sort of like, if we aren't, then he isn't, because this is his promise that we would be made like him. We don't know. It says in 1 John chapter 3, it says, it doth not yet appear what we shall be. We are the sons of God, it says, but it doesn't appear what we're going to be. But we know this, that when he will appear, we're going to be like him. Whether that be, you say, well, after I'm raised, after I die, I'll be like him. No, you got to be, by the time you die, you ought to be as much like him as you're ever going to be. Otherwise, you just won't be fit for the kingdom of God. See, the whole purpose of life is kind of a preparation, And God gives more grace to some and others, It's like to be more, We go through different things, and God can judge anything the other way. Well, he has mercy on whom he will have mercy, if he doesn't have mercy. I mean, that's why it's possible. You don't have to be a brainiac to be saved. Honestly, it's very simple. And you just receive the things of God and believe the things of God. You don't have to understand everything in the Bible except to just receive that which is written. And what the preaching is coming to you. Or the teaching. I don't really consider myself a preacher, though I get a little preachy. I am an instructor in the Word of God. I'm a teacher. And like what he says, I speak after the manner of men. What do you mean? I speak after the manner of men because of the infirmity of your flesh, for as you have yielded your members to servants of unclean. What he's saying is, I'm talking to you in a very plain English kind of way. I'm speaking to you according to